Changing Radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Infratel showcases the investment drive and digital infrastructure growth. Traditional leader commends government on social cash transfer program. In international news, Israel strike on Beirut kills at least 182. In sports news, Copa Queens gets down to business at Kiwaba Sports Club. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Infratel has reaffirmed its commitment to advancing Zambia's digital transformation, showcasing major investment, improved service delivery, and strong financial performance. Speaking during a media engagement and data center tour at Infratel Digital House in Lusaka, Chief Executive Officer Ivan Slavwe says the company's progress is being driven by an improving microeconomic environment, including lower inflation, a strengthening kwacha, and easing interest rates. Dr. Slavwe revealed that the company has launched a power resilience program valued at 150 million kwacha to strengthen network reliability across its tower sites. The initiative includes the rolling out of lithium battery service, solar solutions, and upgrade to power infrastructure aimed at improving network uptime and ensuring consistency in communication services.
This demonstrates that Infratel is now operating as a financially sustainable infrastructure provider while continuing to invest for growth. Our investments are delivering measurable benefits which are going to expanding connectivity in rural and underserved areas. You'll find that when you go to the rural areas, we are the only ones that are taking services there for the underserved and the underprivileged, being able to deliver inclusivity for people that have been marginalized.
Meanwhile, Chief Finance Officer Cecilia Kongwa highlighted the company's state financial growth, noting that revenue has risen from about 250 million kwacha in the early 2020s to 425 million kwacha in 2024 and further to 519 million kwacha in 2025. She says Infratel has also recorded improved earning, with EBITDA margin increasing from 10% in 2020 to 61% in 2024 before adjusting to 248% in 2025.
And then key to note, as earlier stated, from 2020 to 2023 we posted losses, but from 2024 we are now posting a profit, and our profit before tax for 2024 is the 110.4 million that you're seeing, and for 2025 we actually went up to 116.5 million. Key also to note is the amount of investments that have contributed to ensure that we continue to post our performance. So the assets that we are using, currently our balance sheet is sitting at a property and plant equipment of 2.78 billion. These are very positive numbers. We are projecting to continue making profits in the foreseeable future. So even 2026 we are projecting a profit, and we will ensure to sustain profitability.
And Chief Commercial Officer Andrew Ngulube also outlined achievements in the Data Center and Digital Solutions Division, noting that Infratel has secured global certification, including Tier 3 status, ISO 27701, and PCI DSS compliance. He says the company has maintained a 99.982% service availability and continues to support key government systems such as the Farmer Input Support Program and the Government Service Bus.
Aside this, the infrastructure and the solutions that we have are also building and supporting government digital transformation agenda. Just to mention some of the, a few of the ways that we are doing this, we support the Farmer Input Support Program by hosting the system within our facility. I'm sure all of us can agree that Zambia is quite ahead in terms of accessing government services through the Government Service Bus. We host such infrastructure in our environment. So when you see all of that ability to pay for your road tax and so on, that infrastructure is backed by Infratel because we host it within our facilities.
A traditional leader in Kasama has expressed gratitude over government's implementation of the social cash transfer program. Village headman Loja Simpundu says that the social cash transfer program has been a game changer for many families in the district, particularly the elderly and vulnerable members of the community. Speaking to Wonder Radio News in Kasama, the traditional leader says such government programs are commendable for positive impact they bring on the lives of his people. The village headman also revealed that many elderly people in the community who were previously dependent on their children for survival are now able to support themselves and their families thanks to the program.
Program ya social cash transfer. Kuruza kofie na wame ni mishiwa nandi wonze yaba tungurule mishimu no muituna tuwa lipo kire la wino sana muna nduwa kutila yari sa chefia nyako uvupina kutisha kuwa kalamba wa fia shiwesu yari sa renga imi katile yago ya ya pantanchi lamo abo tukonga tulaba konga kwe na huku muna kutila hili wapo kishimpia shaya social cash transfer pare shiwonze ya wino abengi ine nari ba impressed abengi aba ba yi program bara shubon sienda na according to our
expectations. Still in local news, Mwansa Bombwe district has recorded zero maternal death in the first quarter of 2026, marking a major milestone in the local health sector. According to Acting Public Relations Officer Josephine Kawaso, the achievement has been attributed to target interventions implemented by the district health team, including a maternal tracking system, improved emergency response through a stationed ambulance, and continued outreach program supported by the Zambian Flying Doctors Services. Ms. Kawaso indicated that these measures have significantly improved access to maternal health care, particularly for women in hard-to-reach areas. She noted that timely interventions and enhanced monitoring of expectant mothers have played a critical role in preventing complications and reducing the risk of maternal death across the district. And the Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia AAAZ under the YACT Coalition on Tobacco Control has welcomed progress made towards the enactment of the Tobacco Control Bill number 40 of 2025 following its second reading and debate in Parliament. Speaking on the development, Program Officer Annika Poyo says the milestone represents a significant step in addressing the growing health, social and economic burden associated with tobacco use in Zambia, particularly among adolescents and young people. Ms. Kapoyo noted that the bill seeks to strengthen regulation of tobacco products, reducing exposure to harmful substances, and align Zambia's public health response with global best practices. She also acknowledged the role played by key stakeholders, including Minister of Health Alex Katangwa and the Parliamentary Committee on Health, Community Development and Social Service chaired by Musenji.
We also commend members of parliament who contributed meaningfully to the debate, including Honorable Imanga Wamunyima and Honorable Fube Bwalya, whose contributions emphasized the importance for protecting public health and safeguarding young people from the harms of tobacco. Their leadership reflects growing parliamentary resolve to address this public health concern. This progress reflects the impact of sustained advocacy and engagement by civil society. Through the YACT Coalition on Tobacco Control, organizations such as AAAZ have facilitated dialogue, including the National Dialogue Meeting held in December 2025, and continued engagements with members of parliament to strengthen understanding and support for the bill.
The National Council of Students Union, NACOSU, has reiterated the need for strengthened mental health support system in institutions of higher learning amid growing concerns over students' well-being. Speaking to One Love Radio News, NACOSU Secretary of Health and Environmental Affairs, Njabulo Shaka Cuba, expressed concerns over the increasing number of students facing mental health challenges, with some cases reportedly leading to suicide. Dr. Cuba further stressed the importance of making counseling services more solutions and oriented, particularly in cases where students face serious challenges such as financial constraints. He has suggested that institutions should enhance their capacity to provide tangible assistance.